This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following is paid commercial programming. The content and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WSSP, Entercom Milwaukee, its staff, or sponsors. From Lake Michigan to the Mississippi, and every river, lake, and field in between, let's talk everything outdoors.
All aboard! Ha, ha, ha! You're on the crazy train!
All aboard!
Welcome to the Skipper Bud's Cutting Edge Outdoors. Fasten your seatbelts for a wild ride through Wisconsin's outdoors. Only on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Good morning for the second time today. How's it going, Nick?
Not too bad. Always good to be in here with you.
They always leave us alone, like in the second half of the show, you know, but that's all right. We come to you every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 a.m. We are live. We are unrehearsed. Yes, we're going to talk fishing and hunting, but we also get off on some other topics. Of course, that's why we sometimes get off the rails on the crazy train. But have your tickets punched right now to get a seat on the crazy train. He's Dan Bush. I'm Tom Neubauer. And special guest in the studio is Al Shook, a member of the Wisconsin Conservation Congress, a delegate for Washington County. And we will be talking about the upcoming spring hearings. And if you got any questions for Al, you can call us at 799-1250. You can also email us live at ceoguys@yahoo.com. And here's a bit of news. I think you'll like this. Now, people always complain in the Hales Corners area, you know, where Bob's Bait used to be just down the road on Highway 100 in Greenfield. You know, they went out of business quite a few years ago. No place to find live bait. Well, starting in a couple of weeks, in about 2 weeks, Sherpers in Hales Corners will have live bait. They're going to have night crawlers, leaf worms, red worms, wax worms. No minnows, you know, just all the worm variations. So you will be able to get that live bait at Sherpers in Hales Corners, and that's on Highway 100, about two blocks north of Janesville Road. And don't worry about the construction. No problem. It's easy to get through. So anyway, 799-1250 is the phone number, and I wanted to get that point out. Now that the guys are back from taking their little siesta, we want to ask Mr. Al Shook, what are some of the new rules changes, or what's some of the voting procedure, whatever, at this upcoming spring hearing? First of all, tell us when it is.
Well, the spring hearings are going to be held Monday, April 8th, in every county in the state of Wisconsin, and the meetings start at 7 o'clock in every county.
That's this Monday?
Correct. Okay. Monday, the April 8th. And the biggest change this year is online voting.
I don't like it.
There are many options. Let me change this. It's not voting. It's a survey input.
Right, survey input, yeah.
So it's going to be online input or in-person input. And you have the option of making that choice if you show up at the hearing location. You can decide to do everything as you always have, where you take a ballot and or a survey. I have to keep correcting myself. For many years, we called it a vote and a ballot.
Right, right.
Where you get a survey, and it's a two-sided survey. The first side is for all the questions in the pamphlet that you'll be handed or the pamphlet that you can read online. And the other side of the survey is for resolutions that are brought forward to every county. Every year, a citizen can bring forth an idea for a rule change. The dove hunt was a resolution. Many of the fishing changes were, and the turkey law changes have all come from resolutions. As a matter of fact, on the Congress side, I entered in a resolution last year, and it's question, the second question on the Congress side this year about long-tailed ducks. I am a waterfowler. You can also choose to come to the meeting to listen, but not vote. If you want your vote to count for that specific county, you will be given an individual number that you would have to enter on the survey. That way, your input will be counted for the county that you're in, like Waukesha County. For me, the people that come to the meeting but don't want to vote on the booklet will be given a certain individual number that they would enter in on the survey so they can listen to any debate and then go home and vote online, the online survey, instead of a vote.
Well, everybody thinks of it as a vote.
Well,
yeah.
Is going to be 72 hours. This online survey will be open for input. Then you can, while you do that, you could still get a survey for the resolutions where you don't have to vote on anything in the booklet. But of course, if you want to vote on citizen resolutions, those are not in the book yet. They were just handed in. You can use the reverse of the ballot to vote affirmatively or negatively for the resolutions that are posted on the wall. If that's your choice, the front of that survey will be X'd out, a giant X mark, so you can't vote, provide input twice. Now, everybody's hand has to be marked in some fashion.
When they show up.
When they show up, so we know what their choice has been. Whether they choose to get a survey to do everything as they always have, they'll receive some kind of marking on their hand. If they want to listen, get a number, and then go home, they'll have a different type of a marking on their hand. Once you make up your mind, you can't change it. You can't come back to the table and say, I want to vote tonight, but I got this survey number. Tough. You have to use your survey number. We're not going to be switching things around and moving things around that way in order to let someone else do it. It's not a right to participate in this survey. It's not a privilege. It is still a state hearing where everyone that comes, whether you're going to provide input that night or input later on the computer, you have to sign in to be a participant in the hearing. And in some counties in southeast Wisconsin, there is some blowback from people who say they don't have to enter this information. It's private. They don't have to provide identification for delegate elections. That is not true. The Congress has their own rules for their part of the hearing. And if you do not comply, you'll be asked to step aside from the table and the next person can come up to register.
If you don't want to play their game, don't play.
You have to come early. Waukesha County, Milwaukee County, Dane County are the three largest attendance counties in the state where it's easily, in the past, around 200 and above. Now, if you have to listen to someone make up their mind, mark the back of their hand, give them the proper survey, and so forth, you can see it's going to be a long, laborious process instead of just checking the license to see if they're a local resident to vote on a delegate.
Let me ask you. Now, I don't know if you can answer this or not. Do you like these changes or not?
It was inevitable. We were told, not asked, that we needed to do something to get greater participation from all the stakeholders. There are millions of fishermen and hunters in the state, and unfortunately, less than 10,000 statewide show up for the spring hearings.
Right.
And it was a problem for the Congress, just as it was for the DNR. But it was in my tenure, it was laid off on the Congress to come up with something.
Do you think this will work as good as Go Wild did when it was introduced?
There are.
Well, and I'm making a joke there.
I understand, but it's a valid point.
Yeah.
And there are going to be some problems.
Yeah.
There are going to be people that will be upset that some type of a marker is going to be a stamp, a mark, whatever, will be put on their hand, and it's not going to be erasable immediately. This has to be a permanent marker so we know what you did. If you come back 15 or 20 minutes or a half hour later, we know just by what's on your hand what you were given beforehand. There, in northern counties where they get 25, 30 people, it's not going to be an issue. They're going to be able to get these people in on plenty of time, and it's not, but...
So what I'm reading between the lines that Milwaukee, Dane, and Waukesha counties, it might take a little longer this year.
It's going to take longer. Last year when it was the normal process in Waukesha, I don't know if this is a politically correct term, but I've been called the meeting Nazi, that at 7 o'clock the meeting starts.
It starts.
I don't. Yeah. I no longer accept resolutions. I do. The meeting starts at 7.
Right.
I'll hear nothing. If it should have been here beforehand, I don't listen to arguments about I didn't know, I didn't this.
That's too bad. That's
too late. Wait till next year.
That's pretty much it.
And now, how long do you think? And now, last year it went about how long?
The meeting itself, I think we were out of there before 9 o'clock or shortly thereafter.
Okay, a little over 2 hours.
It depends on how many people want to comment on the questions or ask questions, especially for the DNR part. They have a wildlife manager or wildlife person and a fisheries person at every meeting to try and answer any input from the stakeholders.
Okay.
On questions that come from the Congress, from last year's resolutions, that's what the Congress members are supposed to answer. We have a fall and a spring district meeting where the Congress questions are gone over and you're given the impetus on why these are in the book, why this is a question that needs to be asked, not necessarily passed or failed. It's just this is why this is in the book. And a lot of people don't want to read the narrative. They read the question. Like my question is to change the bag limit for ducks, long-tailed ducks, from 6 to 3 because people usually don't eat these ducks. They're trophy ducks, you know, to get them stuffed. They don't need to shoot 6 male drakes in order to get what they want. They can shoot 3 and still be happy.
Let me ask you this, Al. So does it still work where once the resolution, let's say it does get approved, like in the whole state, basically, does it then go to one of those, commissions or boards, like if one is passed for the Bay of Green Bay, it goes to the Great Lakes Commission or, is that how, and then they then talk to the biologist and then they decide whether they're going to do it or not? Is that still the process?
What happens is if something comes across and passes in the statewide vote, from a resolution on the county part, then it's forwarded to the DNR for further to see if they want to run the question.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, folks. Well, we got to take a break. If you got any questions for Al, 799-1250 is the phone number. When we come back, we will be talking crappies, or if you're listening down south, crappies. Stay tuned to 105.7 FM. The phone number. 799-1250. That's 414-799-1250. We'll be right back with more.
That's all right. We'll have to do it on the next segment.
No big deal.
Next time when we... That's our lead-in for our crappies. All right. Oh, welcome back to the Skipper Buds. Cutting Edge Outdoors. Traffic is light and variable on the Edens. We do have one rollover on the Lincoln Expressway, but to O'Hare, it's clear. Okay, so we got some callers.
We
here.
Got a question for Al. Who's this? Who do we got? Nick?
Nick?
That's right. Who's this?
It's William. I'm sorry. It's William.
Oh, hi, William.
Trying to find it.
How you doing?
Good morning. I enjoy your show.
Thank you. And you got a question for Al.
But I was going to ask about the Grey Wolf, but before I get to that, I just can't let him get away with a clueless statement when he just said he supports ducks going from six down to three. Because
Not all ducks.
Not ducks.
All the hunters are
No, stuck. No. No, not all ducks. It's just a certain kind. What's the kind again, Al?
It's called long tail. They used to be known as old squaw. You familiar with that type of a duck?
Oh, yeah, okay. I thought you said all ducks.
No,
I'm like, really?
No, not all ducks.
No. I enjoy eating them too much. I wouldn't.
Absolutely.
All right, what's your...
And I was just wondering, what plans, if any, do you have for the gray wolf?
My plans for the gray wolf are personal, seeing as it's still a federal law against any type of season in Wisconsin. But there is, now there has been some agreement between the two U.S. senators that have agreed that they're going to sign on to a bill to delist the gray wolf, not only in Wisconsin, but in several other states. And much like the few states out west, once this law is passed, it cannot be challenged in court as the Wisconsin season was, and that's why we're stopped.
Okay. And do you have no opinion on the crossbow?
I use it all the time. My shoulder is junk. I've got no I've got no other recourse unless I want to start throwing knives.
Okay, thank you so much. Hey, I really enjoy your show.
Thanks, all right,
thanks for the call, William.
Take care, buddy.
Okay, bye now. And who do you got next?
Ted.
All right. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Tom.
And Danny's here.
Well, good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Ted.
And now, okay, what's up?
Well, I got word yesterday that some of the crappies are hitting on Beaver Darn Lake.
Yeah?
Damn.
And also, did you get a chance to read my last article in Badger Sportsman?
No.
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 Have you got the Badger Sportsman, Tom, in your briefcase here?
Yeah, I just didn't. No, I don't have it in my briefcase. I got it at home.
I've read most. I've read some of them. I guess I read about half of it so far. But, yeah, what's your article about?
This one here is, it's called I'll Take Her Catching, But I Won't Take Her Fishing. And if my son's fiance, I took her crappie fishing for the first time, and I think it's on page 36 or 63, one or the other in the magazine.
Oh, okay.
And it's got a picture of Rhoda holding up a crappie on one whole page. And then, of course, my son Brian and we took her crappie fishing on Winnebago. And holy cows, we limited it out in about 45 minutes. And she hadn't been fishing since she was very young with her grandpa. But you can read it in the article. It's a fun article. I've been writing for Badger Sportsman now since 2009.
So when you were fishing for crappies on Winnebago, what time of year was that?
That was in May, and it was right in the late afternoon, right off in Clances in the 6 feet of water right on the edge of the weed line.
So is it too early to start for the crappies there?
Now Winnebago has a little bit of ice left on it yet, so it's too early, a little bit early, but... It won't be long. A week or two, and they'll be running on Winnebago.
So in Winnebago, and then what? Just a minnow? What jig and minnow? What would you use for crappies there?
I slip bobber with her with a minnow, and after we were catching so many, we only bought like two dozen minnows from the hot bait box over there on Scott Street, you know, Jigger's place.
Right.
Anyway. I suggested to my son that we put on the fluorescent green jigs, you know, with the twister tails, like, and he got 10 in a row before he missed one on those.
Have you tried any mini mites for crappies?
Yes, I have, but I prefer the little fluorescent green on a green fuzzy jig.
Green and green. Gotcha.
All right. Well, thanks for that update,
thanks for the call, Ted.
We appreciate it.
Take care, buddy.
Okay. Thank you.
What'd you say, Tom?
I said thank you for the info. We appreciate it.
Yeah, okay. And check my article out.
Will do. Got
it. All right, guys.
All right. Bye now. Yeah, Badger Sportsman Magazine is sitting right next to my lamp, my reading table, whatever. I just didn't get through everything yet. Oh, and by the way, Danny, and I got to let the listeners know. You know, we used to have a listener in Rome, Sister Marianne Etzel.
Yes.
Would listen to us in Rome. Well, she got transferred finally after many years of being in Rome. She got transferred back to the U.S.
I believe, however, Father Vito Sarducci's still in Rome listening to our show.
Yeah, he might still be here. But anyway, so she sent me an email, sent us an email.
And we want to thank her for listening.
Yeah.
And now we got to find some more international listeners.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll
all right.
I wonder if what?
Somebody say, hey, we want some crappie. Hey, we want some crappie. Let me say, hey, we want some crappie.
You like this, Al?
Yeah, oh,
hey,
yeah.
We want some crappie.
How can you not like it?
Oh, yeah. What was the name of them again?
Shad Rap.
Hey, we want some crappie.
If you don't like this, you must be from Illinois or something like that.
Except, Nick, we were going to play this when we came back right before our crappie segment.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. That's all right.
Are we having our crappie segment or not?
Well, we can start.
It's good enough to listen.
We got to go to break now, though.
No, not yet. Not yet. We got 4 minutes. Hey,
okay. Here's
the question.
They're talking crappies.
And this happens every year. Now, you know what's really weird about crappies? Yeah, I wish fish read the same books we read because then we can figure it out easier, you know? But it's like, okay. There's a certain spot, I'm not even going to say the lake, all right, certain bay on a certain lake in southeastern Wisconsin where guys are catching crappies. They were catching them under the ice, right? Nice crappies, big bluegills.
Stumpy Bay.
And then what happens is, I'm not going to mention where, but, and then what happens is that as soon as the ice goes out, there is a spring turnover of water effect. Now, this is the only reason I can think that they do this. But anyway, that for that first week, you can still find crappies in that shallow bay, right? But after that, they move out of the bay and go out to like the first weed line break or sometimes in the weeds, all right? But usually right off the break.
Right on the edge of the
bay. And then once
bay.
It starts warming up again, then they move back in, do their thing, and then move back out again. And, you know, somebody asked me, you know, this week, like, why do they do that? And the only thing I could think of was because of that spring turnover. It's just like in the fall, but it's in the spring, you know, where the water.
Well, does the water get murkier all of a sudden before it gets clear?
No, it really doesn't. It's just a change. And in the shallow water, you wouldn't think.
There shouldn't be any change.
Yeah, you wouldn't think there'd be any change.
Temperature should be consistent.
Yeah, you would think so.
Dissolved oxygen should be consistent.
But it's not the change because what.
pH should be consistent.
It's not the same because what happens is you've got colder water on top, and then when it melts, believe it or not, that water on the bottom is actually warmer than the melted water on top.
I know.
So the water comes up, the colder water goes down. Now, why that would affect the crappies and the bluegills to move out, I don't know why that would affect
them. In 5 feet of water, Tom, that's like hardly.
A couple of degrees.
There's no.
And it doesn't take
maybe
long.
Maybe if you're thinking 20 feet of water.
Yeah, but.
I really can't envision that being a turnover.
It is. Trust me, it is.
Turnover is what I buy at the bakery.
Or
with jelly.
Yeah. Don't start that again.
Or apple.
Don't start that again. Jelly or no jelly.
So, okay, Tom. So now that we got the turnover factor figured
but
in
like
here.
But like I said, Al, you were looking at me and
so
shaking your head up and down.
We got 30 seconds left now.
It is a strange conundrum why that happens. You know, it is weird.
There is a temperature change between at shallow water.
Even in shallow water, yes,
from
sir.
From the afternoon. And then you're not out there at night, but it does drop 4 or 5 degrees just from the daytime temperature change.
Yeah.
Now we're talking solar effect, guys.
Well, now it's just weird.
That's why
it's
ice like melts.
There's
unless you're climate change.
The fish do some weird things, but I know this much.
Terms.
Now some people on Easter Sunday they go
Induction.
To church. They go, you know, Easter egg hunts, stuff
Induction.
Like that. Not me and my boys. We're going fishing.
So, okay, Tom.
If the forsythia blooms,
what
the fish are
techniques would you use for crappies now then, Tom?
Right now?
Yeah, would you do like Ted up in Winnebago, or what would you do right now?
Well, he's not fishing Winnebago now. He said he did that in May.
I know.
Yeah.
But what would you do right now?
Right
here?
Now, okay, I might go into one of those shallow bays. Let's take a Stumpy Bay, for example, on Okauchee. Everybody's
not
heard
that
of it.
Anybody really fishes there or anything like that.
I would go in there.
Secret Bay doesn't want to talk about.
And if I didn't find crappies, if all I found were those little 4-inch crappies and the little 4-inch bluegills, I'd move right out to that weed line edge, and I'd have the locator on, and I'd be going back and forth between right on the edge of 10, 12 feet of water out to about maybe 16 or 18, and I'd be just going back and forth looking for those pods of them.
Oh, you're fishing on Oconomowoc.
No, that's Okachi.
Given two types, an Albertine hook, barrel hook with a minnow, and just a slip bobber, or, like I was talking with Danny earlier, a pinky.
Yeah, pinky jig works, but I always use a mini mite. I always have that down there.
My buddy Tim Coleman used a pinky jig.
I remember the pinky jigs. Yeah, we used those.
Monona and Madison 40 years ago.
Cubby makes one that looks like a pinky jig. Yeah. It's got the pink head, white body.
50 years ago.
But I'll put that on a slip bobber when we're out on those deep weed line edges. You know, I'll put that on a slip bobber. But it's almost like you got to try that shallow bay first. You got to look.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you, like in Stumpy Bay, for example, I'll be standing up in the front of the boat and I'll be looking out. And I'll see all those little bluegills and little crappies, and then you see some little bass swimming around. You see them all, but there's no bigger ones.
When I was a little kid, an older gentleman told me fishing is easy. They're in one of three places, shallow deeper in the middle.
Well, that was accredited to
Pogie Piles.
No. I'll think of
Goober Pyle.
The structure fisherman who wrote the
spoon plugger.
Not Bill Binkleman.
No, the spoon plugger.
The other guy. Oh, 799-1250. Right. Help us out here, folks.
Here, when we can come back.
Call us when we come back. And while we're away, while we're during this commercial break, the prize contests on the Cutting Edge Outdoors are the sole responsibility of the Cutting Edge Outdoors radio show and its sponsors. Any questions or comments should be directed to CEOguys@yahoo.com. Nick Bodie will take the third caller at 799-1250. You will get a free one-year subscription to Badger Sportsman Magazine. Call now. We'll be right back.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
There'll be brown trout a-spawning, a steel-headed jumping, and walleyes are near. It's the most wonderful time.
Tell you what, guys, spring right now is indeed the most wonderful time of the year. Fishing right now, spring fishing, guys, you get some of the most fantastic fishing. We got the walleye runs going on the rivers now. There will be the brown trout are going out, starting to go on Lake Michigan.
Yep.
Steelhead.
Yep.
In fact, here, I got some notes here.
Crappies!
They're starting to get the Rock River. They're starting to get some walleyes there, jig and minnow combinations. I guess most of them are being caught in the deeper holes.
Yep.
The American Legion.
There we go. Yeah. And also reports they're getting some in the Wisconsin River, Fox River, Mississippi, Wisconsin River, I guess, Prairie du Sac, Nakusa. Have you ever fished those areas, Tom, for the walleyes?
Wisconsin River Spring? Yeah, Prairie du Sac I have. Oh, yeah, that's right. Nakusa Dam, I was there once, yes.
Mm-hmm. They got to be running up by Dubay also.
Oh, they got to be all over.
I guess there was a big opener for
We do have a winner on the Badger Sportsman Magazine. Sorry to cut you off, Danny. For everybody at home calling, we do have a winner. So thank you. Give us a call next week.
Hang on.
Are you getting tired of answering the phone over there, buddy?
There's like 30 people, man.
Okay. All right. I guess they had a trout opener on the Boise Brule. World famous. The Brule River, as you guys know, several presidents have fished the Brule River. One of our good listeners, Tom, he's out there listening now. Tom doesn't like to be talked about much. I think he's got warrants out in several states for him. But anyway, Tom used to fish that Brule River, and apparently on Highway 2 this week, there were 250 vehicles parked out there.
Holy moly. Jeez,
that's a lot of guys going for the steelhead.
Wow.
Steelhead up there, yeah. They're getting them on the Root River, from what I hear.
Yeah.
Not so much on the Pike River yet. And here's one interesting thing, Tom. I heard they're getting some steelhead on the Milwaukee River and muskie.
Really? Somebody got a muskie there?
40-inch muskie.
I believe it.
Now,
my
question to you, Tom, I know somebody caught a 46-inch muskie casting for salmon a couple summers ago off the pier there, McKinley Pier, I guess, which they figured that one might have been a nomad muskie that wandered all the way over around.
Crazy muskie.
From the Bay of Green Bay.
Crazy muskie.
Kind of like one of those cougars that comes from Wyoming, just, you know, and gets shot on a Chicago street.
Just starts swimming.
You know, sometimes they just get a bug up their butt to move, and they move. They got the wandering itch. But this question, have they planted any muskies in the Milwaukee Harbor?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Not that I know of. I know they planted walleyes.
They didn't plant
years
any otters
ago.
Either, and they showed up.
Yeah.
Maybe they came together. They carpooled.
I know they. Oh, we got some callers. But no, I have not heard of muskies.
All right.
Okay. Who do you got, Nick?
On line one, we have Dick listening to us all the way in North Carolina.
All right.
Hey, good morning,
Almost
Dick. How you doing?
Yep.
I'm great, gentlemen. How are you?
Well,
I really enjoy your show.
Well, cool, now man. Let me ask you, how did you find out about it?
I listen to 1250. I like the, you know, the sports talk shows. I used to live in Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
So all right. 25 years ago, we moved down here.
Cool.
But they actually do pronounce it crappies.
Yeah, they do say.
I heard that.
Yeah, they do.
Yes. Danny doesn't always believe me.
I've always used that term kind of tongue-in-cheek with my buddies.
No.
We go, let's get some crappies.
No, it's crappies, yes.
Yeah.
Now, I do have a question. When my grandfather passed away, he taught me how to fish. And I have some of his fishing poles that are, you know, I'm 55. They've got to be 45-plus years old.
Okay.
What do I do to get them, you know, refurbished so I can use them with my grandkids?
If you find a rod builder, professional rod builder down by you, and they're all over the country, you know, guys who, you know, build rods from the beginning. What they'll do is, you know, and they're probably fiberglass rods, correct?
Yes, or metal. You're correct.
Or I'm sure they won't be metal. You don't have any metal ones, right?
No,
they're fiberglass.
No, they're fiberglass.
What they'll do is they'll put like a new. They might have to sand it a little bit, but they'll put a new coating of lacquer on it. They'll probably retie the guides. You know, make them nice and neat and look pretty. And then they might, if the cork handles are really bad, sometimes all you have to do is just take sandpaper on the cork handles, you know, and sand them down, and they'll look great. But if there's chunks out of them, they can put new handles on, you know. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm sure you can find somebody. Just Google rod builders in your area. I'm sure you'll find somebody.
If you get back to visit folks up here, you could take it over to Badger rod and reel repair
rod and reel
here.
Repair.
Yeah, they do it too.
Now, I have one more question for you, gentlemen. I live on a lake, and you know, down here they do a lot of bass fishing.
Yep.
Right? Can you tell me why, with a 15-foot boat, they need a 300 horsepower motor on it? You know,
like
45 degrees.
I know.
They're compensating for something.
Dick, you know, that's funny. I mean, let's face it. For normal fishermen, we don't need that, right?
Yeah,
but
yeah. My grandfather had a 5-horsepower Evinrude.
Yeah.
So yeah.
But if you're,
all right, you guys be good.
No, wait a minute. I'm not done yet, Dick. Here you go.
He can hang up.
Oh,
if he wants.
Yeah, he can hang up. But here's the problem. If
not
you're
like
a
Mike
tournament, you can turn him off because he hung up. Yeah. if you were a tournament angler. Yeah,
now
he just hung up.
He hadn't hung up.
Oh, he had hung up before.
Why do you make it so complicated?
414-799-1250 to dial. Mark and Vernon, you're next on the Fan.
Oh, okay. I wasn't done
hey,
yet.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning,
Buck
Mark.
Buck Perry is the name of the guy you were thinking of, wasn't it?
Yeah, thank you.
Buck Perry,
thank you.
It is.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
And one other comment. Wednesday, I was downtown Milwaukee, so I drove by the Summerfest grounds. There was only two guys fishing from shore. There was nothing going on. A few boats were out.
Slow.
Didn't see any nets going out, so it was pretty slow on Wednesday.
Well, gotcha. It'll be picking up soon.
Speaking of that area, I'm looking at a post by our friend Captain Jason Woda of Real Sensations Charters. And reminder today, Saturday, April 16th, is the Milwaukee Marathon, so Lincoln Memorial Drive will be closed from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Is that next week? That's
today.
No, today's not the 16th. Today's the
6th. I didn't say the 16th.
Yes, you
said the 16th.
You said the 16th.
All right. Jeez, Tom, I'm getting like
so do I win some mini-mites?
Not if you got to beg for them.
I answered your question. Who's the name of the guy?
Yeah, but I wasn't giving away anything.
Oh, jeez.
I'll even come to Sherpa and get them from you today, Tom.
I don't have any with me.
All right, thanks. Hey, how you guys have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye. Thanks for the Buck Perry. And who else? You got one other caller there. We'll take that quick.
All right, caller, you're on the line.
Hi, who's this? Hello? Well, I guess he's not there.
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Who is it? Who is this?
Oh, this is Jeff. The Hornswoggle caller had a question about, is there a bluegill club?
What?
They ever, then Tom started freaking out.
No, bluegill club.
Voices. But, what?
Well.
Yeah. The caller had a question. Is there a...
Oh, I don't think it was Bluegill Club. He had a question about...
It wasn't Bluegill Club.
So he had a question about something, but Tom did his usual genius job of answering it.
Yeah.
So no.
Took forever.
Why? Do you know a Bluegill Club?
No.
No, me neither.
All right.
Somebody could start one.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thanks for calling. Okay, bye now. Okay,
you would be the president.
I'm going to finish my answer real quick. Why these 17, 19, 21-foot boats have 300-horsepower engines? If you're a tournament angler and you're fishing big water, the less time you spend running from spot to spot, that means the more time you spend fishing. And if you're fishing for $100,000 or $200,000, it's worth getting that 300-horse engine to spend more time fishing and less time running.
How come they got to race around like idiots when they're not in a tournament?
Well, that I practice. Have no clue.
Okay, practice. Gotcha.
All right, we got to go to a break. We got a couple of callers on hold. Stay tuned, folks. It'll only take a few minutes. One more segment coming up here on the Skipper Buds Cutting Edge Outdoors. Stay tuned for more. It's the final countdown. The final countdown. The final countdown.
You should hear the stuff that goes on in breaks. Huh?
I know.
Tom says, I didn't hear you. What'd you say? I said I'm suicidal. He goes, okay. Puts his headset back on and goes right back to his stuff.
Deeply concerned.
Just don't make a mess on the floor here.
Okay, fine. Great. Moving right along.
Yeah, I'm turning off my computer for emails. So.
Oh, well, we haven't had any.
No, we had a couple. Jeez. Yeah, we had a couple.
No, we didn't.
We did?
Name one.
Marty, Sister Mary Ann. There's two.
Okay, but those were sent earlier this week.
How many parks can you name?
We haven't had any today.
I don't want to name any parks.
When he had all the parks before, that was
Washington.
Well, I was reading them.
Cayusco.
I was reading them.
You know, it reminded me of that. What was the scene?
Iwani.
The scene from Forrest Gump with Bubba.
About the shrimp.
All the different ways shrimp
can
be
made. Oh, God, yeah.
Boiled,
yeah. Funny.
Blackened, Cajun.
He's pulling something out. He's got
he's
something
going
here
to get Bubba.
Us.
Is there multitasking wrong with your back lip? There?
No,
it was kind of reminded
just
me of
let
that.
Me give you the quick list of parks.
Give us the list, Tom.
Brown Deer Park, Dineen Park, Greenfield Park, McCarty Park, McGovern Park, Oak Creek Park, Scout Lake Park.
Lemon shrimp, coconut shrimp, pepper shrimp, shrimp soup, shrimp stew, shrimp salad, shrimp and potatoes, shrimp burger, shrimp sandwich. That's about it.
Is there something wrong with your lip? No.
That's great, Nick.
Yep,
Tom's exciting list of parks. Yep. That narrowed it down.
Oh, what the hell is going on here?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Yeah, fantastic.
What do you guys want to talk about now?
Well, I'll tell you, here's the thing.
That's a deep subject.
When you're going out for crappies... Yes, minnows work. Yes, pinky jigs work. Yes, there's a lot of things that work.
Mini mites work.
But for me, I mean, what I do, if the water temperature is below 55 degrees, I'll put a wax worm on that mini mite.
Yeah.
Once it's above 55, I don't put anything on it, and I'm good to go. But you will find in that shallow water, if there's no crappies in there, no nice-sized crappies and bluegills, you will find a lot of little ones. Lots and lots of little ones.
Tom, name some lakes. Now,
you don't want me to do that again, do you? Okay, go ahead.
Okay, now, Winnebago, we had Ted call.
And I go up there for crappies.
I've never thought of Winnebago crappies.
Yes. Where they? Now, here's the thing. Now,
which bay did he say?
He didn't say the name of
a
bay.
He did.
But I go up by Asylum Bay.
Got to replay the show now.
I go up by Asylum Bay, and there's these man-made channels up there. And if you hit it right, it's loaded with crappies. Where they go after that, I have no clue. They leave those channels. They leave Asylum Bay. They go out somewhere in the lake, and I don't know where
they
go.
So in a hot, sunny afternoon, 4 or 5 feet of water, a dark bottom there.
Yeah, and,
same thing on Negawicca with those man-made channels.
Yep. And they're in.
Channels,
they're,
you mean like little inlets and
yeah,
stuff?
And,
people
and,
dug in to get.
Yeah, and
get
here's the weird thing. And the weird thing is that you could go one day, let's say you go on a Sunday, and there's no crappies in yet. You go back the following Sunday, those crappies were already in and out.
Yeah.
And there's still no crappies. And you wonder, hey, wait a minute, didn't they do it? No, so they can go in and out within 5 days, do their thing, and out.
Well, that's pretty much true of most fishing. It's timing.
Yes, yes. Exactly right.
You should have been here yesterday.
Yeah.
Should have been here last week.
Yep.
And or you're true. A week. I went up on our Lake of the Woods pike trip last year, and we were too early. For the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it was such a late winter. So it's all about timing.
The other thing people don't think about on Winnebago is the largemouth bass fishing. Excellent largemouth and smallmouth. But the thing is in the spring, I know right where to go to get them. But then they leave, and then you got to, like, search for them.
Are they out schooling over those flats?
And not in the spring. They're in shallow like normal.
But I mean, in summer, do they go deep water kind of existence out there?
You know, I don't fish for them in the summer. Reeds. I fish for the walleyes. I fish for the walleyes and the perch in the summertime.
I've been a couple of times, and if you find like those mid lake humps where they got the little pencil reeds coming out, and you can throw different types of baits, but they're in there too, but they're not.
And the smallies will be along the gravelly shorelines where you got the intermittent weeds. Yeah, you catch smallies along the shorelines. Who do you got there, Nick?
First up, we got Bill calling from Sportsman's Den.
Okay, Bill. Hey, Bill. We got a couple of minutes for you. What's up?
Top of the morning, gentlemen.
What's up?
Start shallow, go deep, Buck Perry. Anyhow, the Wolf and all the rivers right now, the fish are all the way up. Very slow fishing. Very slow. Switch to blue, the perch on Little Butamore, man, nice fishing. Trip Lake, crappies right now, they're killing them, and bluegills on Delavan.
Okay, that's the fishing report, right?
That is a fishing report.
All right.
So perch.
Walleyes are slow. They're another 6-7 days to 10 days. When they come down, you're going to be a good fishing.
All right. Well, Bill at Sportsman's Den on 54th and Villard. Give him a shout if you're looking for live bait. We got to go to our next caller. Thanks, Bill. And who do you got next?
Next up, we got Gary.
Yeah. Good morning, Gary. How you doing?
Good, Tom. I was up to a bear, and we had to go up and get some cattle ready for a sale port today.
Wait a minute. Start over. What did you say?
We went up to Barron on Wednesday and Thursday to clip up 100 head of cattle for a sale today.
Oh, clip up? What do you mean? Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Gary, what do you mean clip up 100 head of cattle? What does that mean?
Well, if you need a haircut, I got the clippers.
You, huh?
Trim them. Cut the hair.
You cut the hair. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. What do I know?
You got Tom all befuddled over here.
Okay. What do I know about cattle, Gary? What do I know? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I know. Somebody needs to teach you.
I know.
Okay, we were 3 miles south of Highway 8 up there by Barron.
Yeah. Okay.
And there was a big black thing running across the road got hit.
Bear.
A big black bear?
So the cop said, look into the sky, boys. They're running across the road. He said, three of them got hit this week already.
Yeah, I did read that the bears are out of their den. Yeah,
they are.
So the bear run is on as well.
Yep.
So, all right.
Take care.
Wait, so good safety tip. Look out for the bears.
Thank you very much. I was going to ask him about, he must raise cattle.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
No, he was just up there because he likes snipping cows.
Because he likes snipping cows. I didn't know what the hell he was talking about at first. What do I know?
I thought maybe he's a hairstylist and cattle are his specialty.
Yeah, when I had livestock, I used to clip my goats. So.
I'll tell you what, I take all my cattle over to Casa Rebecca's hair
salon. Get your goat clip, boy.
Casa Grande?
Casa Grande.
I'll tell you what, I got my goat clipped.
Yeah, Casa Grande Hair Salon. That's where I take all my cattle.
Before we run out of time,
what's up?
I want to thank you guys for letting me come on multiple times to talk about the Congress and all these years past.
And don't forget, that's this coming Monday.
It's this Monday at 7 o'clock in every county. You can check the DNR website for your location, no matter where you are. But
which
know,
it's is
been also, great, it's been a great opportunity that you've allowed me to come in and talk about this stuff
I want
with you guys,
to
well, you're all a lot fun. Of fun.
I want to put in a word that I'm cheering for Virginia because Tony Bennett did yes. go to Green Bay Preble High School. I watched him play.
Okay.
Played and, at Stevens Point.
Yep. Little interesting fact about Tony Bennett, as he did make it to the NBA, but years ago my old wrestling coach, Willie Schmidt, said to my dad, who was a counselor at Preble, he said, the only person that's going to stop Tony Bennett is Tony Bennett. And the reason being is Tony Bennett used to just overtrain and overtrain. He was basketball, basketball, basketball. And when he made it to the pros, his ankles did end up giving out. But, I mean, him and his family are a great basketball name there. We got a state tie, so I think everybody's got to cheer for him to win in the Final Four.
All right. Thanks, Al, for coming in. We appreciate it. Al Shook.
Thanks again, guys.
That's all I got.
To all the listeners, thanks for listening. And God bless and stay free, everyone.
Skipper Buds, Cutting Edge Outdoors. We'll talk to you all next week, my friends.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.